Postscript essays. How can you produce music if you aren't being true to yourself first? Do you know who you are? Do you like yourself? Spending time alone with yourself, reading books, writing down your personal thoughts and concerns are ways that you can externalize your thoughts and help you stop dwelling on musical problems. They can help you resolve feelings of small fish, big pond, like, okay, there are other talented people in the world, that should not come as a surprise, but why does their existence make me any less of a musician or person? It doesn't. The only way to improve your musicianship is to believe in yourself. Make a conscious decision to trust yourself and care for yourself more. Not just once, but hundreds of times per day. And if you don't make this decision every time you come to a roadblock, you may default to the habit of self-mutilation. From the moment you begin making this decision, your creative productivity may increase profoundly. Instead of dwelling on what you can't do or what you did wrong, continually remind yourself of your strengths and work to improve your shortcomings. In your openness, you invite the audience to see who you are. You play as human beings who care for the beauty of art, not as snobbish musicians intent on impressing an audience. Being connected to self and friends enable you to deeply connect with music. Music is a function of who we are as people. There is a hidden curriculum in music, one that suggests for you to go deeper, let go, or stay centered. You have to face yourself, your inmost fears, your self-doubt, your insecurities, and your old habit of self-mutilation because of the music, because you can't make music until you deal with yourself. The sound is intimately connected with the emotional state of your life. Sometimes modesty or humility, when not genuine, is more a defense or an excuse that we use to protect ourselves, and it stops us from achieving our potential. The journey of self-discovery is a lifelong process. Life, by association with music, will be enriched by our ability to face adversity with courage. Dare to dream. It is the interaction of spiritual, emotional, intellectual, and creative forces that primarily shape our being and our ability to make music. To make beautiful music is a profound honor and an opportunity denied to those who are unable to search deep within themselves and honestly probe the depths of their hopes, fears, and insecurities. Thus, it is from a place deep within the self, the soul, wherein humility, honesty, and love are profoundly intertwined, and that you may find meaning in music and evoke beautiful musical responses from audiences. Quote, we will discover the nature of our particular genius when we stop trying to conform our own or to other people's models. Let us to learn to be ourselves and allow our natural channel to open. Shakti Gawain. Envy is a spiritual affliction. It desires to have the beauty or power or talent that another possesses precisely because that other strongly and gracefully possesses it, and it desires this at the other's expense. Emetic desire is in us a vastly stronger power than our will, so you can't get rid of it just by willpower. Emetic strategy is, quote, nothing but a complicated form of self-delusion. The relational miracle of loving is the only experience that marks the end of all mimetic activity. Such love is best understood as perfective, for it moves toward its own luminous perfection and brings about perfection in others. It is self-emptying love and may be accompanied by constant prayer, which results in integrative gracefulness. Constant prayer makes all our inner processes into divine motions and signals the reality of stillness in us. We begin to enter into a limpid purity. Stillness cleanses us of every aspect of that relational affliction we call envy. By achieving stillness and being thereby cleansed of all we envy, we become musicalized, effortlessly and ceaselessly musicalized. The man who endures accusations against himself with humility has arrived at perfection. Saint Isaac. A band leader's insensitivity that is rooted in mimetic contagion is fed by the envy born of his hunger for prestige and the resentment artist arising from his exercise of power. And as the bandleader or conductor can begin to awaken his own heart's stoniness, he can begin to enter the miracle of stillness that is that all great music possesses. That all great music possesses. Only in fully, penitentially, and self-emptyingly loving the other, loving the singers and musicians and composers, and above all, loving the God who is himself the fullness of every other love, he can begin to draw near the miracle. The self-emptying giving of art from the musician to all the other musicians and audience members may be filled with the music's glory, and then the miracle occurs. Redo. The musician who self-emptyingly gives his art to all other musicians and audience members may be filled with the music's glory, and then the miracle occurs.